Boss Radio.
Pozdrav svima, slušate Cross Radio i to beogradsko izdanje. Ovo će biti ujedno i opraštanje od vas pred letnju pauzu Cross Razmene. Ove nedelje pričamo o knjizi i solo CD-u beogradskog pesnika i frontmana grupe Pressing Kize Radovića, a druga audio slika stiže iz Den Haga u Holandiji. Neće to biti intervju sa duvačem Slobodanom Miloševićem, već nešto sasvim drugačije. North Sea Jazz Festival.
Otok.
To bi ti bilo u kratkim crtama da uvijek postoje neki kutak u kojemu vremenska, materijalna i prostorna ograničenja nisu bitna. Bitno je da si pozitivna osoba i da voliš dobro pojesti, popit i dobro zebati i sve ostalo igra.
Cross Radio.
Idemo odmah na nešto konkretno. Pre izvesnog vremena u knjižarama i prodavnicama ploča pojavilo se izdanje Stereo Ikar, po mnogima najoriginalnijeg i najjačeg pesnika na domaćoj sceni, Kize Radovića. Kiza, inače vođa grupe Pressing, za početak, vrlo skromno kakav sam i jeste, govori par reči o knjizi pesama.
Moja poezija na neki način, da ne preterujemo, da ne mistifikujemo, ali recimo, najlakše tako reći da je to neka alhemija reči i slike, otprilike, tako, na neki način. Pošto ja pišem slikovito, dobrim delom, u nekim jezičkim simbolima zapravo, za neke pojave, izvedene su tako, cela knjiga je tako.
Sada da čujemo nešto malo o kompakt disku i od kada datira ideja.
1998. Mislim da je tada urađen. CD je na Novom Beogradu u jednom stanu. Preko najobičnijih mikseta i magnetofona, ritam mašina, gitare i tako, vokal, neki gosti i tako. Pa ne, mislim, zvuči akustično zato što ima taj prostor u zvuku, ali koji daje neku prirodnost električnoj gitari, inače je sve odsvirano na električnim gitarama, nema akustičnih instrumenta.
Kako Kiza vidi sadašnju srpsku scenu?
Ne znam, ja kad razmišljam o sceni, ja kažem sam sebi, eto, neka srpskog rock'n'rolla, nek se razvija i u redu, mislim. Neke stvari mi se sviđaju, nemam pojma, pesme do pesme, uglavnom. Nikada nisam gledao, recimo, Jarbole uživo, pre, stvarno, i jednom prilikom sam ih odgledao i svideli su mi se uživo, recimo, a ploče, imam problem sa njihovim pločama, malo da ih slušam, u vezi slušljivosti čisto.
I naravno moramo da se okrenemo i Kizinom najbitnijem projektu u grupi Pressing.
Pressing dan danas ima problem koji ne može prevaziđi. Bendo u stvari postoje onako navrat na nos, on pojavi se ponekad i onda nestane i tako će i biti verovatno. Snimit ćemo još jednu ploču, vrlo verovatno. Pa nešto, okupljamo novu postavu, u stvari ritm sekciju. I ima tu dosta pesama i bit će super album, ali ne znam šta ćemo dalje uopšte. Pojme, stvarno, imamo neki problem očigledno, ali mislim, uglavnom nikad nas nije interesovao novac po tom pitanju, a nismo imali novca. Tako da, mislim, to nije moglo nikako da se napravi neki ustupak, da se to reši, tako da nama se dešavalo da, recimo, da ne možemo 5 meseci, ne možemo da zakažemo probu, jer nemamo para da platimo probu, nismo imali ni prostoriju svoju, nismo ni imali svoju opremu, tako. Ja mislim da kratko dan danas nema svoje pojačalo, nikad nije imao pojačalo. Gledam onako domet koji bi Pressing mogao da postavi i inače da je radio, da je postigao sve što je planirao da uradi i ne bi to bilo, mislim, bog zna šta da bi se tu dešavalo. Znaš, Pressingu je onako ko bendu koncertno jako malo uzvraćeno od strane publike, znaš. Pre svega to. To je bio problem. Da, onda smo se pojavili sa tim šestim nebom koji je, ne znam, meni je draga ploča, to je mnogo zreliji album prvog, znaš, od tog perioda. Prvi bio mnogo lakši. A drugi je bilo jako teško postaviti u pravu formu. I mislim, ne znam, i da li smo do kraja tu u tome i uspeli. U stvari, vrhunac benda je bio zapravo period kada je Beograd bio bombardovan. Tada je band najbolje zvučao u svojoj karijeri, u stvari. I tada je imao najbolji zvuk, najviše se tu stvari dešavalo. Tada sam se ponovo osjećao kao frontman neke grupe, a ovako sam se osjećao kao saradnik.
Sada slušamo Pressing i pesmu koja je našla svoje mesto i u knjizi Stereo Ikar, Povorke odgovora.
Ja sam leopardom rep, ja sam pokret šuma, ja sam vatra, ja sam guma, ja sam rođen blizu neba, imam zemlju tres u peti, imam cvet u sebi, dao bi ga tebi, 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 dao bi ga tebi. Zaboravi sve, nagli se nad sobom, ti si vetar. Zaboravi sve, nagli se nad sobom, ti si vetar. Zemljotres u peti, imam cvet u sebi. I dao bi ga tebi, zaboravi sve, ti si vetar. Zaboravi sve, nagli se nad sobom, ti si vetar.
Korištenje elemenata glazbe u svakodnevnom životu kojeg možemo nazvati spojem ekologije, anarhizma, društvenih pokreta, vegetarijanstva, uživanja u glazbi, uživanja u transu, prije svega od starih derviških obreda do današnjih digitalno izvedenih šamanističkih obreda.
Kroz radio.
Sada se selimo mnogo severnije, tačnije u Den Haag, koji je pored tribunala čuven i po North Sea Jazz Festivalu. 9. juna tamo će početi još jedno izdanje istog sa fascinantnom listom učesnika. Zorana je za Cross Radio razgovarala sa direktorom festivala.
Za početak pozdravit ćemo Thea van den Hoeka. Theo, hello, welcome to Cross Radio.
Oh, thank you very much.
What I wanted to talk about and what we said we're going to talk about, of course, is North Sea Jazz Festival in Hague. It's 9th, 10th, 11th of July. I suppose everything is already prepared. All the musicians, I guess, confirmed that they arrive.
Yes, and everything is now under control. We have about 14 days and then we start the festival and... So obviously we have to have everything under control now. if we have to start to worry at this moment, then it's not a good sign.
Yeah, it's a great time to sit back and relax and watch the football game. And I'm having right now in my hands the timetable brochure for North Sea Jazz Festival 2004, and I can't actually say I can't actually make a selection of people who will have their appearance on all of those stages. But let's say from beginning, Elvis Costello, Spearhead, Angie Stone, M. Fiddler, Nicola Conte, then Pat Metheny Trio, Macy Gray, Zap Mama, then again next Alicia Keys, James Brown, Hancock, Shorter, Holland, Blade, Danny Siciliano, Louis Vega, Freeform Orchestra, and many, many, many. Can you tell me, is it true that there are going to be around 1,200 musicians on this festival?
Well, actually, it's about 1,200 musicians playing at the festival.
Yeah. And 16 stages.
It's 16 stages, so the people who come to the festival have to make their own festival. They have to look at all the stages and decide, I'm going at 7 o'clock, I'm going to see Elvis Costello, and at 10 o'clock, I'm going to see so-and-so. So it's impossible to see everything.
Yeah.
So you have to make your own choice to see you know, what you want to see.
Yeah, it's great. You said that right now you have to make your own festival. And how many people per day is that in numbers, approximately?
It's about 23,000 people per day.
Oh my God, that's a huge, huge number of people, and I guess quite a good organization for you.
Well, we've had a lot of experience. I mean, the festival has been going now for, this is the 29th edition. We started with 9,000 people coming to the festival. So in the years, it's now up to 70,000. And, you know, it's a team of people who are working on the festival who have been with the festival at least 10 years. So we have a lot of experience on the festival.
And do you remember those beginning times?
Oh, yes, I do remember the 70s and the 80s. And especially in the 80s, I remember Miles Davis performing for many, many years at the North Sea Jazz Festival, which have very nice memories for me. The 70s also was Lionel Hampton and Count Basie, you know, the really old the jazz people from the 30s and the 40s. So, yeah, I have very nice memories of all these years.
And are you personally satisfied by the manner jazz music, because this festival has jazz in its name? How the jazz music is evolving these days?
Well, there's still a lot of, you know, people always ask me that question. But we have people like, you know, Herbie Hancock, who's been along with Miles and, you know, has been performing for a long, long time. We have Brentford Marsalis. You know, we have many, many jazz names. But obviously, it changes a lot. You know, the people like Lionel Hampton, Count Basie, who are not with us anymore, that audience is not with us also anymore. So we, as a festival organization, have to make sure that we look at the new generation as well.
And how exactly that looking for the new jazz moments comes up to you and all the people involved in this big festival, exactly, I guess, and I suppose, and I'm sure that you listen to the music all the year, but when it comes to making final decisions, how do you, you know, sit around the table and agree, okay, who are we going to have on this festival this year?
Well, first of all, we have a great programming team of, you know, three people, and we talk about all the artists who are being offered to us, and we also are you know, a member of 12 international jazz festivals, so we also talk to the other festivals, and also we have to look who will be touring in July in Europe, and that's how we sort of make our decisions.
Theo, thank you very much. I wish you good luck and a very, very good time at this North Sea Jazz Festival. Thank you very much for speaking to us in Cross Radio, and I hope you're going to keep in touch.
Okay, take care.
You too. Bye-bye. To je bio Theo van den Hoog. Čuli ste šta se sve dešava, znači, ove godine, i to redom 9. 10. 11. jula. Naravno, ne mogu sve da vam pomenem, on je pomenuo nešto toga što ne bi propustio. Na primjer, Elvis Costello sa Metropol Orkestrom, prvi put da nastupa sa njima, to je svakako jako interesantno, i to je prvi dan jul. Santana takođe to je pomenuo, Spearhead smo čuli, tu će biti na istom stage odmah iza Spearhead Angie Stone, pa kasnije The Amp Fiddler, Nicola Conti, tako dalje, tako dalje. Znači, program je jako velik, prosurfujte internetom ako ste dublje zainteresovani, ako imate Schengen, imate vremena da otputujete do Holandije, zašto da ne, i da ne propustite ovu jedinstvenu priliku da, kako reče gospodin Teo, organizujete sami sebi festival s obzirom na 1200 izvođača i 16 stage-eva za 3 dana. To je jedino što možete da uredite. Evo ovako, još ko nastupa? Denis Siciliano, ovaj glas ćete prepoznati sa trakova Matthew Herberta, ali mi sad slušamo baš Denis Siciliano, on je trećeg dana, Come As You Are.
Da, Denis Siciliano, Come As You Are, to će ujedno biti poslednja pesma iz Beograda u trećoj sezoni Cross Radija. Želimo vam lep odmor, putovanja, dobre festivale i koncerte, a mi smo u vašim zvučnicima ponovo u prvoj nedelji septembra. Ćao!
Thank you. Radio.